And now.
Capital 263.
Hello and welcome to Mike Said Match. My name is Lizwe Chitanganya, your host, joined by Slim Sam, the main man, Shingi. What up?
Hello, Lizwe. How are you doing? Hello, viewers. Listeners. It's listeners, right? I always say viewers, don't I?
Viewers, one day we'll have a sports TV channel of our own and people will be watching us, hopefully.
Yeah, next time we should stream live when we're recording. Yeah.
There's a disturbing force in the studio today. But anyway, Musa, we don't like you. Anyway, welcome to another episode of Mike Said Match. Today we are focusing on the squabbles in the Zimbabwe cricket team. What's going on, what's happening, or non-existent team to say. And we'll also just take you through a talk of a rundown of the Champions League matches that played this past weekend and our forecast for the coming matches.
Yeah.
Slim, you're right?
I'm all right. I'm fine. How are you doing?
Yeah. All good. Champions League, you know, straight into it. Champions League, you guys seem to have found your stardust, you know?
You see, when we were playing Champions League, there's this tag on the on the shirt sleeve with a five. We didn't get five trophies by just, you know, they didn't nominate us to get trophies. We won five. So we're showing Manchester City that this is the league for the big boys.
Yeah, but Pep's won two, you know, Champions Leagues already. Is he not experienced enough to be able to come back from a 3-0 deficit and shock Liverpool on Tuesday?
It's still match on, to be honest. I believe it's going to be a good game. We have a lot of injury concerns, so it's going to be something. But however, I have a friend who was always telling me that Pep's game suits Klopp perfectly. Klopp likes to counter press, as he calls it. That is starting to the high press up there with the strikers. And Pep prefers playing from the back. So it just slots right into the game plan of Klopp. So I'm very confident that we're going through. We get 4-1 goal and then they need five. Come on.
Definitely. And I think Man City was exposed last night, I hope. You know, by the time you listen to the show, it might have died down. But then, you know, Pogba just had to do the thing. Coming from 2-0 down and the 3-2 victory for United against City, showing, you know, clearly that Man City are fragile.
Okay, I was sitting next to a Manchester United fan during the game. And he was playing the new Killer T song, Kufamba Kwa Paoros. Uh-huh. And it was halftime and I was saying, you know what, Paul Pogba is useless. And I was reading through the timeline. Then all of a sudden, in a blitz, Paul Pogba grabbed the game by the scruff of the neck. That's what great players do. They make sure that their team wins by doing the deed. And yesterday, Paul Pogba proved his haters wrong.
Yeah, well, I've been backing Liverpool from the start because City can go to hell. I do not like Pep and I do not want him winning anything extra apart from the league and the Carabao Cup. You know, that's just enough for me this season. And I'm hoping, you know, Liverpool do come up as well. You rested Bobby and there's questions over Mo Salah's fitness, but I'm sure by Tuesday he should be able to have a rundown.
Yeah, I was looking at the medical report and they say that it was precautionary. He just felt a bit of tightness. There were no scans taken. He could have played against Everton, but then they just rested him and said, you know what, there are more important things. And yeah, that team that played against Everton, that's not the Liverpool. Come on.
Yeah.
They have players, fringe players, knocking on the door, trying to show the coach that they deserve a chance. Solanke and Ings did not do that yesterday.
Yeah. Well, the other Champions League matches were pretty straightforward, as expected. Barcelona going over Roma, Real Madrid over Juve. Well, it was expected. That was an expected result because Juve are loud sounding nothing, to be honest. That squad really needs a change, rejuvenation. It's been stagnant for a couple of years, 5, 6, 7, up to 10 years, you know, same squad, same players. Nothing's really changing for Juve. So, and they lost Paul Pogba. Dybala was supposed to be the one doing the thing, but he's not a one man show and it can't really work out. Messi doing it as well for Barcelona. And what was the third one? Bayern over Sevilla, which was also expected result.
Expected,
so
yes.
The real challenge was the City versus Liverpool match, and yay, 3-0 up, and going to the Etihad. Or the empty heart.
Did you see the empty seats yesterday?
Yeah, it was that stadium.
It's ridiculous. Why do they have a big stadium when they cannot fill the stadium? City. It's a waste of resources, that.
City is just a waste. And I kind of feel like in 2 seasons' time, really, nothing happens. I feel KDB should go to a bigger side. You know, Kevin De Bruyne is a fantastic player, a very exceptional player, quite young too. You know, if he does move to a Real Madrid, Barcelona, a bigger team, really, where fans are going to be all out supporting him, and I'm sure you will even do much, much greater work. You know, he was coming out after the Liverpool fans were knocking at the City bus on their way into the stadium on Anfield, and you're saying, you know, he's okay with that sort of noise because he used to experience it, you know, when he was at other teams, going to other fields. And I'm sure, you know, Liverpool shouldn't even be threatened. There will be no City fans to bang on their doors,
no,
to give them an atmosphere. You know, the Kop was alive last Wednesday, and you know that can never happen at the Etihad, unfortunately.
You cannot match the Anfield, the European nights at Anfield. That was what we were waiting for, and that was wonderful. We really enjoyed that. That's the atmosphere, man.
Yeah. So all the best at the Etihad. As I said, from the start of that draw, you know, I've been back in Liverpool, and okay, I'm hoping that you finish the job.
I have a question. Did you see Sterling yesterday? What on earth? Those chances, just missing the target, left,
look,
right, and center.
I've always said this, even from his time at Liverpool.
Yeah.
When Sterling faces De Gea, something just happens. Possibly, mostly when he faces De Gea. He used to get quite a lot of chances, even when he was still playing for Liverpool, against De Gea, and he would always cock it up. He had so many 1v1s against De Gea back in the red shirt. And same happened yesterday, and you know, he just cocks up. He doesn't have the mentality to go either against De Gea or really Man United.
I think the big games require the man himself. Aguero is the only guy who can do that.
Yeah, I know. It was a proud day. I was actually traveling. I didn't quite watch the match.
Yeah.
So at halftime, everyone tells me it's 2-0. We're 2-0 down. I was so bummed. I get home and I looked at the screen and I just saw 3-2. And I assumed, you know, City were leading. So I was really like down. My friends were like, why are you down? It's like United. I was like, what? And started screaming. But anyway, that's a story for another day. that's it from the football perspective. City hopefully getting knocked out of the Champions League by Liverpool this week. Expecting Real Madrid, Barcelona and Bayern to continue to go through. Just a quick one on that. Who would you like to face in the next round, if given a choice?
Bayern Munich.
Well, I would prefer that because I believe if Barcelona plays Real Madrid, Real Madrid will be knocked out. I don't want them hitting three straight UCL titles.
Real Madrid is playing money game, my friend. Nobody wants to face Real Madrid. Huh?
Lionel Messi on his day, you will just destroy you. Yeah. I feel, and you can possibly stop that Real Madrid machine. It's possible. So that's it from the football bit of things. Sorry to the cricket fans, but now we go straight into the cricket issues after the break. And we are back. Back. So now we're just going to go into the our topic of the day. You know, it's really come after a lot of noise, a lot of changes, a lot of disappointments, you know, over the past couple of weeks, 2 weeks, really. You know, there's been so much that's happened in terms of the cricket that, and, you know, the reaction, everything is just chaos. So, Slim, can you just share with us a bit of background of how we got to where we are today? You know, our topic of the day is heat streak racist? Really?
Well, this is a long story, but let's go back to the qualifiers. We're doing well. We even recorded a show. I wore an Apollo jersey for nothing. Like, I'm taking back my apologies. I really am. Right. we were poised to qualify. Just one match. We had to play UAE and beat UAE. Unfortunately, we lost. And all our dreams went down the drain. So from there, the board, the ZC board, they fired everybody. They relieved the captain of the duties. They asked the team, the coaching staff, to resign in 24 hours or get sacked. They sacked the under-19 coach. They sacked the Zim A coach. They were firing pretty much everybody. So, of course, it's strict said that I'm not going to resign. You have to fire me. And indeed, they fired them. After that, the chairman of ZC, Mkhushani, then comes out in justifying the firing of its streak because people were up in arms trying to get an explanation why everybody was getting fired. He comes out and says that its streak is a racist.
Mm-hmm.
That is something.
Okay, that is where we are. But before we really dive into its streak, what is your thinking? Was firing the whole squad justified? Because you said some stuff about it on Twitter. We were all outraged after we lost to the United Arab Emirates. You know, everyone called for the sacking of everyone, really, basically. And that was the immediate reaction. But over the couple of weeks, people began to, you know, live with how poor we were and understand, I guess, in quotes, what had happened, you know, try to just eat it all up and get moving with it. Then after some time, then Zimbabwe Cricket just decided to do what we'd initially all called for, let everyone be sacked. So what is your opinion? Was it the right decision or was it not? Because that's like a contentious position.
The thing is, when we lost, I was very emotional. I was very, very emotional. And I did say that I wanted people gone, including its streak. But I said that I wanted its streak and the board gone because we have changed coaches before. The results have not changed. Eventually, or a proper board, when failure occurs, then change should come from the top going downwards. Mm-hmm. Now, what we have here is a board that points fingers at everybody else and never points fingers at themselves. If we look at the preparations for the tour, for the Cricket World Cup, you realize that our team arrived last. We were hosting the qualifiers. We arrived last. There has been talk of equipment that wasn't there, including cricket balls for practice for our boys. Did they complain? No, they just got on with it. There were stories of some sort of strike that occurred in between the qualifiers, but the boys, they just got on with it. They just played their game. They played their hearts out. They made mistakes along the way. They lost a match that they should have never lost. Never, ever in a million years should they have lost that match. And yes, its streak and the coaching department have to answer for that. However, the board is ultimately responsible for everything. They say that they were considering his position before the qualifiers. They did not review the position, which means they have to take part of the blame.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that the board is now trying to cover up by saying its streak is racist, all of them failed. The failure started at the top, starting with the chairman himself. And I was expecting his resignation first.
All right. So your position is everyone should resign, including the board.
Yes, and we start from there. If they had done the honorable thing of resigning, then some resignations would have decided, you know what, this is premature, let's talk about it. As a matter of fact, I think his streak should have put his head on the block himself. He shouldn't have waited for that to happen. He is adamant that he's done well. And this is his words. He has done well. Has he done well? We're not going to the World Cup. We have lost in the World Cup qualifiers for the first time. We lost the series against Afghanistan. He has been losing left, right and center. He's got one bright spot, his series win in Sri Lanka. But even then, if you look at those matches, you realize that Sri Lanka was or is in the descendancy themselves, and they're about to pick themselves up. We, on the other hand, we've just been going down and down and down, and I do not believe he has done anything to help the cause. So he should have put his head on the chopping block first, and we would have been sympathetic and stood by him. As for me, I'm not standing behind Strick in terms of his job.
Mm-hmm.
But in terms of the allegations, I do not believe at all that he's racist. And if you look back at ZC and the history of ZC, there are a lot of people who, when confronted, cry racist. This is not the first time. We have a lot of people, a lot of players, a lot of administrators who just go on and cry racist. And Mangungu himself, he cried racist as well. Enough is enough. These guys have been ruining the game of cricket for a long time. The debt that Zimbabwe cricket is in, if we were to have an audit, it is. Here's the funny thing. The money that we owe, most of them is owed to Metbank. Metbank, who are the board members? Obvious. Vute. What's his name? Chingoka. Those guys are part of Metbank. So what is going on? They were part of ZC. And were they just giving themselves money? They just take money from the bank. Then they say ZC owes it. We have no idea. To be honest, the rot is at ZC. And I would want somebody to step up and take apart ZC.
Yep. Well, talking about taking part apart ZC, we've had Member of Parliament Themba Muliswa, you know, the controversial standard. He always wants to put his head into everything, really, So he's come out and said, you know, he wants the Zimbabwe Cricket Board to step down because of, you know, allegations of corruption and everything. His reaction was more a reaction to Mukhuhlani going into the press and alleging, you know, that Pete Strick was racist. He told all the white players that he was going to make changes in the side, but he didn't tell Cephas Chiwawo, who was then dropped the following morning. I kind of felt that there was a bit of like inside information. I wouldn't be shocked if Chiwawo actually fed Mukhuhlani that information himself. And it could be true, it could be wrong. I have no idea. But I felt like it's nothing new, you know, to, you know, players get dropped on match day sometimes, according to the manager, you know.
Yeah.
The coach can decide that there's something else he's thinking and he drops players.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter when he's told and when he's not told. Mm-hmm. The white players, Mukhuhlani didn't mention them, but the white players that I think are really the senior players. There's Taylor, there's Creamer. You know, there's Evine. They're like the senior players. Yeah. Maybe Raza as well.
Uh-huh.
And perhaps among the black guys, the senior players are possibly Hamilton.
Yes.
And Hamilton only from that, you know, top. Yeah, from that side. And it's naturally going to be five white guys and one black guy, you know, that he's going to inform. Those are the senior players in the team.
Yes.
Unless he's saying, you know, we should overhaul the team. Make it 50-50 in terms of the senior side or whatever, the senior players in the squad.
Mm-hmm.
But the senior players in the squad, you know, we have more white guys than black guys.
Yes.
So naturally, if a coach is going to speak to the players, I feel he's going to speak to more white guys than black guys. But anyway, so Themba Muliswa has come out and said, you know, he says, I quote, "I never pick a fight that I do not win. I can tell you I'll win this fight and all these people will be booted out. Zimbabwe Cricket is the only board that does not have experts in the area. There are no cricketers in the current board. They have no knowledge of running the game. All they're waiting for is the money coming in from the ICC. We've been watching them misusing funds and running the game down. But now it's time to put an end to all this, and it's to relieve them off the posts. Matches are regularly cancelled due to the excuse of lack of funds. Players are getting half salaries. We call on all Zimbabweans to boycott any international match played until these people are gone."
So what? That's who? Boycott what?
Well, I'm joining that. Not really because Mulisa's called for it.
Yes.
But I feel like we actually need to put pressure on that board.
Yeah.
They've come out, Mkhuhlani has come out and said there is no way he's, you know, resigning or, you know, having the board dissolved or for whatever reason. So it's going to be down to a force matter, really. We have one of the leading journalists of Chronicles sports editor, Mehloli Sibanda.
Yes.
He's been saying, you know, we can't really do anything until the elections for the next board, which are next year.
Mm-hmm.
Because if government is seen as interfering, the consequences could be very tragic, I should say. ICC have specific rules about government intervention in sports administration or cricket administration. So that is where we stand with Mliswa and Mkhuhlane.
You see, we have a lot of people who are trying to look as if they are doing the right thing. This is just opportunistic. I will start with David Coulthard. David Coulthard was saying that the board should be dissolved and everything.
Mm-hmm.
He was sports minister. When he was sports minister, that ZFC board was already rotten. He did nothing about it. Now he's just sitting there at home and he starts saying that he should dissolve the board and whatnot. Did he investigate the board when he was sports minister?
Is it not because of the law? Well, just on his side, on Coulthard's side.
Yeah.
You know, he can't intervene. He can't tell the board to go, because if it goes from his orders, then the consequences are far spread.
Investigation. Did he investigate? I didn't say did he dissolve. Did
okay.
he investigate?
Yeah, that's what a point, I asked then.
Him, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because this board, the decline of Zimbabwe cricket can be traced to years, not a decade ago, right? A long time. It's been a long time coming. Right? We even pulled out of the test ourselves to try and get things right. This has been an ongoing problem. But you have people now pretending like it's a new problem. I remember Mliswa having an exchange with the government minister. What's his name? Kazembe?
Kazembe.
Kazembe, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they were talking about the qualifiers. And Kazembe was going like, no, there's no problem in Zimbabwe cricket. We are actually doing well and we are being given recognition. We are hosting a qualifier. And Mliswa was telling him that we should have just qualified. The fact that we're in qualifiers is pointing to the decline in the sport. The sport has been declining. People have been sitting on their hands. You have the president himself being what's his name again? I don't know what they call him of cricket. He's the one, whatever. He just wants to show up when there are big major tournaments. He was there shaking hands when the qualifier trophy got there. The sport has been in decline. Nobody's paying attention, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now that everybody's talking about it, some people are trying to be opportunistic and getting their views in. And the board is digging in using a dirty tactic. Crying racism is not good. There are a lot of racism in sport right now that needs to be tackled. This isn't racism. This is poor coaching from street, dropping a player. And yes, as you were talking about the core players, you see, in every team, there's always a core players and there's like a leadership group, like, you know, from Australia and the guys that were sent home for ball
mm-hmm,
tampering.
Mm-hmm.
There's always a leadership group. It's possible that the leadership group talked about it and decided that they preferred more ahead of CIFAS. Right?
Mm-hmm.
That's a coaching decision.
Mm-hmm.
It's got nothing to do with race there.
Nope.
It's not like he was playing spectacular cricket. Let's be honest.
Uh-huh.
He was just 4 or 5 balls, he hits 2-3 sixes, gets people excited, and goes out. I did not agree with the decision to drop him. It's well known. I was complaining at the ground. I was complaining all about that. But the dropping of CIFAS was not racially motivated. If it was, then why didn't we cry race when Jarvis was dropped from Sarabani? Jarvis was dropped a few games. It's about who you think is best suited for the match, right? It's nothing to do with racism. If there's racism, it's there elsewhere, not in this case. And we as fans, and you're right about this, have to stand up. We have to make noise. If the government cannot do anything about it, if ZC is going to protect itself, if the Sports and Recreation Commission, as they have already taken a stand with the ZC board, then it's left for us to start pushing for it, right? If we're going to push for it, I'm sure there are mechanisms or things that can be triggered to trigger a election early. Because if not, what are we afraid of? Let's get these sanctions. We are not going to the World Cup anyway. Let's just throw these guys away. Let's fix our game from the ground up. Because these guys have been killing our game.
Yeah. All right. So, his streaks come out. You know, firstly, his wife was going on Twitter. She did show a picture of an...
You know, I'm
of,
mad about that, right?
You know, no. it's conflicting, you know, really. It's what we say every time, you know. you don't stop being a racist because you have a black child.
Every time you're pointed out, if somebody accuses you of racism, you have to pick out the black guy and say, look at him, look at him, I'm not racist.
I wasn't, you know, for that response.
No.
I did respond, but then I did look through the comments and everyone was being positive about it. But really, it is not how we go about it. Heatstreak as well has come out in his first public, I guess, appearance since the World Cup, and he gave a press conference which was shared by former Minister David Coulthard, and here's what he has to say. He spoke in his mother tongue, I guess, but it was in Ndebele, and I'll then translate after.
I need to go get lessons from him. He's fluent. It's nice, you know, it's refreshing. Huh?
I guess he was just trying to justify that.
Don't,
you know,
don't use that word. You see, now.
That's what I'm saying. Everything, how it's been handled, how they've tried to, in quotes, you know, justify themselves as not racist, has been gone about the wrong way. I feel he should have just ignored the whole situation because everyone recognizes that it is just hogwash. Mokgweetsane is actually clutching his straws, as he originally said.
Yeah.
What's his name? Strick originally said, you know, Mokgweetsane is clutching at straws. There is nothing to hold on to. So I just wanted to play this clip, you know, for Mike Said Match. We've never had Ndebele actually on Mike Said Match. So thanks to Heatstreak. Here's what he has to say.
All right.
So ukuthi liyanika ithuba lokuthi lami litshele ukuthi kuhamba njani. Ekugcineni, ngicela sonke sibambane izandla sikhangele ukuthi cricket iza kuya phambili. Ilizwe lethu mina ngiyalithanda, mina ngifuna ukuphila kilo, mina ukuthi ngiyekhotshe emazweni siso sifiso sami. Yebo, ngiyabe ngihola imali kodwa mina ngifuna ukuba ekhaya. Ekhaya kuseZimbabwe and lani ina elisincedayo ukuthi sikhulise umdlalo wethu. Mina ngifuna ukuba lana. Ngiyalibonga kakhulu lonke.
All right. So that's Heatstreak. In summary, he was just saying he doesn't want to leave the country and he still wants to, he doesn't want to move on to coach another team or anything. He wants to stay in the structures. He wants to do as much as he can for Zimbabwe because he feels he is like Zimbabwean. He's just gone for the obvious.
What do you mean? He feels like he's like Zimbabwean. He's Zimbabwean. He's probably more Zimbabwean than most of us.
That's the thing. And, you know, I guess, you know, you never know how to react when someone calls you a racist. And you are not really, you know. It's just funny how they've gone to handle the whole situation. No. Yes, Mr. Streak, we know you're not racist. There has not been, you know, any sign to show that, you know, any of the decisions is made are racially motivated. They are really just coaching errors, to be honest. You know, he's got his tactics wrong. Against UAE, I didn't understand. I was okay with Joao. You know, I felt like he had done enough just to try one more difference before we get to the main, well, guess, you know, we're probably going to get the final without perhaps PJ Moore playing. It was a good switch. He played well in that final. My issue was dropping Chisoro because Chisoro was giving us something with the bat when we are in trouble, and he showed us during the whole series. And also the issue of us bowl. Well, what did we do first? We bowled first. Yeah, you know, when we know it was going to be a wet wicket later on in the day. Those were my two issues against UAE. Sifas Joao, come on, man. PJ came in and did the job, so not really felt.
Now, in the Chisoro issue was the last game we played against West Indies, we lacked pace. The problem was our two pace best bowlers, they did the job, but there were a few overs that really required pace, and we had to stick with spin, and we were punished for it. So that was them trying to adjust there, and for me, I understood that. The PJ Moore one, yes, he played well, but the number of balls that he wasted doing that was an issue. Also, us changing it up and deciding to field. The thing is, all through the tournament, what were we doing when we were winning?
Yeah.
When we lost the game, what did we do?
Yeah.
Then we went into the most crucial game and did the same thing that we did when we lost the game. Okay, maybe except for a few changes here and there. So, again, coaching errors. and let's put it there. Mm-hmm. That was coaching errors. I do not believe his trick is racist. I believe this institution before might have had some connotations of racism, and I believe the correction we did was wrong. The quota system, I will never agree with the quota system.
Mm-hmm.
I believe if you have a problem up there, you address it down here, the grassroots. The problem with not having enough black players in the team is because not enough black players at a young age are being given a chance to prove themselves, to improve their game.
Yeah.
So improve that. Get more school kids playing cricket. Make sure you've got more academies. Make sure the kids with the talent are being nurtured so that they can knock on the door.
Mm-hmm.
And also address that door, because that is where the talent was being lost.
Yeah.
How many people have you talked to who told you they were good at cricket, but they will get there and they'll be asked the question, who did you play for? Did you play for Takashinga? Did you do this?
Yeah, yeah.
These are the issues. There is a lot of talent out there. And the talent pool looks small because they have made the door small. There is an issue there with ZC. And again, I go back to the board.
Mm-hmm.
The board has been destroying the game. The board has been oblivious to the problems. But the problem is that the cricket on its own is elitist. Let's be honest about it. This is an elitist sport. Look at how they're reducing the World Cup to only 8 teams. They are shutting out everybody else. The sport is elitist in nature.
Mm-hmm.
And we are not doing any favors. The guys who are there, they're just enjoying the money, as Tembo Liko puts it.
You see, Tembo spoke about everything. It's just him, you know. We are against him saying it, but, you know, he's brought up the issues that are there. We, you know, we're waiting for the funds from ICC so that we can pay our pockets at Metbank, you know, basically. We're not taking care of development, as you said, cricket, the cricketing side of stuff.
Yeah.
So, you know, going into the future, what is your recommendation? Do you feel that we should keep these guys in the system or totally move on? I, for one, say, you know, Krima, thank you, man. It was a good ride. You showed some leadership, you know, in certain areas. And, you know, some areas you didn't really improve, you know. When you needed you to attack, it was always just mellow. And some of the decisions, you know, especially in the qualifiers, were very questionable. Especially that there's one decision that we forgot. When he brought on Williams to bowl against West Indies,
yeah,
in the death overs, you know, 49th over, he brings back, you know, Williams when he needed, and Jarvis had an over, Zarabani had an over as well. And, you know, those sort of decisions. I feel for the future, we might have to go back to Brendan Taylor as the team's captain, and, you know, maybe break it down per format to different captains per format. Have Krima lead us in the test team, and have Taylor in the shorter format. Perhaps, you know, we don't know what Hamilton's intentions are for the future. Is he resigning? Is he still going
don't
on?
Don't wait for his intentions. Hamilton should be forced out.
Just as we forced out Krima and Heath Street.
Yeah.
You know, so there's quite a, you know, it's a time of introspection for Zimbabwe cricket. We tried to get in Chennai Chisoro into the studio, but he then, you know, redirected everything to the fired media team, Love More Banders and stuff like that.
Was he fired? Was the Love More Bander fired?
The whole team was fired.
Yeah.
Everyone was fired. So right now, the only person you can officially communicate to is Mukushani. The rest of the other guys are in a standstill right now. You don't know whether to come out and speak or you are on a media shutdown. So from Chisoro's reaction, it sounds like they've all been put on an embargo, you know, they're not allowed to speak to the media for now until there's been a resolution of, you know, the board in this direction.
Yes.
Yeah.
The problem with ZC is quite simple and can be solved. And it's solved by firstly getting rid of the guy who cried racism. Get him out. Right.
Oh, my gosh.
He should just fall on his sword. To be honest, does he think he's going to survive? Does he think we're going to forget, even if he survives up to next year? Does he think we're going to forget? If the people vote him back in, the people who've got voting rights, if they vote him back into that position, there is going to be rioting. Right. ZC needs to be fixed from the down up. We need people who know and understand the game of cricket.
Mm-hmm.
People who not suspend playing test match cricket because it's not viable. Do you understand that our batsmen are found wanting because they do not have the proper composure that is only attained by playing the longer version of the game, where the ball actually does a bit more? And if you can prosper and play well in a test match, you have the technique to translate it to ODI, and you can have the technique to alter a proper orthodox shot into something spectacular in the T20 format of the game. Zimbabwe, right now, we don't even know what we can play. We're poor at T20. We don't play tests. The ODIs, we sometimes win. And
yeah,
it's sad.
What so, really are we good at, you know, at the end of it?
So we need somebody who understands that the game of cricket can only be improved in the field of play. And that being said, that would allow us to play more games, play against even the smaller nations if we have to. We have to play more games until we get enough experience to start winning the bigger games. We also need that person who understands that the local game is important. Right now, the season was suspended. Nobody knows when it's going to come back. The Logan Cup, everything. We need somebody who understands that these cricketers should be full-time cricketers, not part-time cricketers. Mm-hmm. You see Hamilton Masakadze getting fatter, and you don't understand what's going on. He's enjoying himself right now, sitting at home, maybe having a few beers like I am. So he should be in better shape. Our players would be in better shape if they're playing more cricket more consistently. So if we clean up the board, then that would help. In terms of the coach, really, yes, I say that I'm not very happy with him. But let's be honest, it's now a poison chalice, that position. Mm-hmm. Who would want it?
Yeah.
Who would want it? It's now a problem. So for now, I would think that he and his team would go there. But let's be honest about something. He knew what he was getting himself into. He knew the board is not a new board. And he was given certain tasks that he should have fulfilled. And he knows it, and he did not fulfill them. Let's not ignore the fact that his streak did not succeed at Zimbabwe cricket.
Mm-hmm.
Let that not be forgotten. So in the future, as we improve, as we look forward, we should know that each coach that comes in should know the ball game that he's getting into. This is a problem issue. This is a problem post. To get in there, we expect you to motivate the players and get the results, despite the shenanigans that are always going to take place. Hopefully, this is the time we clear up our mess. I don't know if it's the government that needs to do it, or just basically the stakeholders of cricket. Because we keep on folding our hands. We, the fans, this is our game. We love the sport. You saw us, we filled that Harare Sports Club to capacity. People were turned away on the day. Turned away. That has never happened in the history of cricket. Of Zimbabwe cricket, people being turned away because that venue was filled to capacity. Did you see all those heartbroken faces when the last ball was hit for two?
I can never forget it, because I think the last picture that SuperSport showed was a picture of my face. I was caught on camera, said, you know, with a flag on my head draped over. It was just a tragic day. I just sat in the same spot, I think, for the next 2 hours after the last ball was bowled.
Yeah.
I didn't move. I was just, you know, so shook. But anyway, let us know what you think. Let us know if Heath should be brought back into the system, and if the Zimbabwe Cricket Board should be fired as well, or resign as well, so that, you know, cricket can move forward. And just give us your feedback on our platforms, on our Twitter handle, Mike Said Match, on Facebook, search for us, Mike Said Match as well. You can get us as well on iTunes, Mike Said Match. And it has been a great show, Slim.
It's been a great show. Please get in touch with us. You can get in touch with me on Twitter. It's Slim Sam. And you tell us what you think. Tell us what you think is the way forward. Just engage with us. Talk to us. Maybe we want you to be part of the show as well.
Yeah.
Come and join us. Give us your views. We love to hear all feedback. Don't tell us that we're doing a good job only. Tell us where we are supposed to improve. And if we're doing a good job, tell us we're doing a good job. Anyway, this is Slim Sam signing out.
And this is Lizo C. You're listening to Mike's Set Match, brought to you by Capital 263. Cheers.
And now. Capital 263.